this song out. Such a great song. I was so excited to get to the studio today. I'm so used to coming in as an empty room. I actually had a bit of a heart attack when I saw the door open. I was like, oh no, someone's broken into the studio. But we got a brand new show here at Radio Valencia. Let me turn that microphone down. There we go. So excited. That was Freaks to the Front with their second ever show here on Radio Valencia.fm. I'm DJ ESB. ES Beats is going to be with you for the next 2 hours. Going to try and do something we've never done in this studio before. Play actual records. But while I get set up here, I'm actually going to just play out of my computer. So again, please tune in every Saturday from 12 till 2 here on Radio Valencia.fm for Freaks to the Front. Fantastic stuff. I'm DJ ESB, and this is The Boss. Where is my mind?
Well, now, luck may have died. but it's hard to find. It's down here, there's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of the headline. Well, I'm tired of coming out on the losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Because everything dies, maybe that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. And meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Wanna meet me tonight in Atlantic City. You can meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
There we go. How's everybody doing out there? I'm DJ ESB. You're listening to ES Beats. That was Bruce Springsteen live at the Warner Hollywood Studios in the late 90s playing Atlantic City. I did go to see his brand new the movie that came out yesterday. Springsteen, what was it? Deliver Me From Nowhere. And it's all about the making of Nebraska while he was also coming up with some of the songs, including this next one. It is my birthday on Monday, so I am playing a lot of tunes that I love. Very selfishly here in the studio going solo. I do have the turntables out. I've never used these turntables before. So you're going to have to bear with me. I am going to get there. But right now, I'm just going to keep playing off my usual trusty DJ Pro software here. And wherever you are, thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm playing another Bruce song. I promise you it's not old Bruce today. But the first two after last night had to be. And this next one, oh my God, it was really cool in the movie. I couldn't believe it wasn't Bruce singing. It was just an amazing show. So I will talk to you on the other side. Toodles. Boss. Live in Giant Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey, back in 1985. Touring on that very album, Born in the USA. Phenomenal stuff. Yeah, we went to go see Jeremy Allen White just turn into Bruce Springsteen yesterday at the Metreon here in San Francisco, kicking off my birthday weekend in style. Pretty amazing because the film is not perfect, but his performances are amazing. You would never know it's not Bruce singing. It is all him singing, Jeremy Allen White, the entire movie, including when he records that song in the studio. Phenomenal stuff. I'm DJ ESB. You're listening to ES Beats. Huge thanks to our brand new show here at ES Beats. At RadioValencia.fm. They were from noon till 2 now. It was their second show today, calling themselves Freaks to the Front. They landed on the name today, and it was good stuff. So I'm going to be doing something I've never done before here in the studio, and you're about to find out if I did it right, because it's a little... No pressure. So wherever you are, thanks for joining me. Here we go. We're going to... If I do this right... This is going to be Dave Brubeck, the trio, Dave Brubeck Trio, live from Vienna in 1967, if I do this right. So bear with me. The other thing I'm trying to get used to is that the vinyl is so far away from the microphone. But this is them doing Take the A-Train live from Vienna in 1967, if we got this right. So let me know. Toodles. We'll be right back.
Mama and me set this old guitar in an empty bottle of booze. Now I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that my daddy ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, they must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seemed I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd turn red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. I roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, search the honky-tonks and bars, kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town, my throat was dry. Thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table dealing stud, set the dirty mangy dog and named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. Knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you're gonna die. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes. He went down with the my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Then I busted a chair right across the teeth and we crashed through the walls and into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and blood and the beer. Well, I'll tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. I kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laughing and I heard him cuss. Reached for his gun, but I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I'd give you that name and I said goodbye, and I knew you'd have to get tough or die. It's that name that'll help to make you strong. He said, now you just fought one a hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, got the right. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your gut and the spit in your eye. Cause I'm the son of a bleat and the name you slew. What could I do? Well, I got all choked up and I threw down the gun. I called him a paw and he called me a son. Come away with a different point of view. And I think about it now and then every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a boy, I think I'm gonna name him after you.
That was Johnny Cash live in Denmark in 1971 singing Boy Named Sue. Before that, we had Depeche Mode with Never Let Me Down live. That was the live from the Hollywood Bowl. Rose Bowl, sorry, Life in the Rose Bowl on 101 Live back in the 80s. And then we kick things off with the Dave Brubeck Trio live in Vienna in 1967. And those were all from vinyl. So I'm trying to do all vinyl today, which is a little tricky. You can probably hear some of the stumbles there. Never done it before in this studio. And one of the things I'm learning is that there's only one channel, like one audio channel on the left turntable, meaning when you heard Johnny Cash there and Dave Brubeck at the beginning, it was only coming out of the right speaker, and I can't figure out what's going on with the left speaker there. It's only coming out of the right side there, so which is kind of going to be frustrating when it's a really big song. It's okay with jazz, and or if you're listening on an iPad or whatever you know mobile device you've got, but if you've got two speakers, I'm sure it's sounding very weird, so I apologize for that. Or at least that's how it is in the studio. I don't know how it is where you are. But I'm DJ ESB. You listen to ES Beats. We're here every Saturday from 2 till 4. Finally, it's my birthday Monday, and so my New Year's resolution for my birthday is to learn how to truly DJ instead of just pressing buttons on a laptop, which is there's also stuff going on there. There's a couple of turntables. I use a software that makes it look like turntables, but I really want to be able to use the decks that we have in here. We have a lot of opportunities as DJs at Radio Valencia to play at other venues. When we're doing fundraisers, we get to DJ live there, and I just don't have the confidence to do that because I've never actually used the turntables here. I've never gone from side to side like that. I'm definitely a modern radio person here using my laptop. So it's time for me to do this, and I'm glad that I'm doing it today. So we had a new show that started just last week. Today was their second ever show, Freaks to the Front, and they were pretty nice people. There was a couple that were in here, and they were playing some good tunes, but it obviously gave me a bit of a fright when I showed up, and there was another... I thought the door was open. I thought everything had been robbed, but nope. We've got a new show here. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to get back to some music. So this next... I did promise I wasn't going to play a lot of Bruce, but I am going to play Bruce right now. This is live. This is on vinyl. Hold on a second. Bear with me here. This is not only my favorite Bruce Springsteen song of all time. This is actually my favorite version of that song. This is live at the Hammersmith Odeon in London in 1975. And it's an eight-sided album. There's four vinyl in this recording. You can actually watch the whole thing for free on YouTube, this entire specific concert. But it has some of all of his... I mean, in 1975, he'd only had a couple of albums, but already you could feel that magic coming. And this is side six of eight, and it's two songs. And it's my two favorite Bruce Springsteen songs of all time, and they're back-to-back. So here you go. And we're going to kick things off with his greatest song of all time. Let me make sure I've got this right here. Hold on a second. That sounds right. This is Jungle Land.
Warm beer in the soft summer rain. Rap pulls in the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down Flamingo Lane. Well, the maximum lawmen run down Flamingo, chasing a rat and a barefoot girl. Around there live just like shadows. Always silent, holding hands. From the churches to the jails, tonight there's silence in the world. As we take our step down in jungle. For the night, we're gonna meet 'neath that giant Exxon sign that brings us fair city life. Madness and opera out on the turnpike, and there's a ballet being fought at the alley. I tell local cops, cherry top, it rips this holy night. The streets alive, the secret decks are paid. Contacts made, they vanish unseen. Flash guitars just like switchblades, hustling for the wreck of the machine. The hungry and the hunted, exploding the rock and roll bands that face off against each other out in the street. Down in jungle land, summer. We'll be right back.
cafe. On the other, side of the border. She was sitting there giving me food. Make my mouth water.
Sucking them.
That was Eurythmics live with Sweet Dreams and Made of This. You're listening to ES Beats, also live here in San Francisco at RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. I'm your trusty DJ of the day, but not the only one of the day. We've got lots of shows. Obviously, you go to RadioValencia.fm and check out the lineup on the homepage there. Everything is good. Trust me. It's a smorgasbord of fantastic, fantastic DJs. But we have two brand new DJs. They started today, or started last week. Freaks to the Front, and they're 12 till 2. They were playing some great tunes when I walked in. It's so funny. I'm not used to anyone being in here when I get here because we haven't had Rampage Radio here for a while, and so I show up, I get in early. Sometimes I'll play a little like pre-show music, which is what I was planning to do today, because for those that don't know or you're just tuning in, I am doing all vinyl today for the first time ever in our 6 years of being on the air here at RadioValencia.fm. I've determined, I'm like, I'm just going to do it. Got to rip the Band-Aid off. There's going to be mistakes. We've already had at least four. Trust me, I played two songs at the same time for about 30 seconds earlier. For those that were eagle-eared, you probably heard that. But yeah, so I show up to do this pre-show, but I couldn't because they were here. And then I realized that I was just kind of standing, hovering over them, because I'm so used to having the studio to myself when I get here. And I was like, wait, no, it's their studio. You got to leave. So I just left and then came back later. So yeah, it's all vinyl today. And I did, like I said earlier, I went to go see the new Bruce Springsteen film last night, the Deliver Me From Nowhere. It was fantastic. We got people coming in and saying hello in the fishbowl. Got a dad walking by with his kids and giving us a wave. Yeah, and I went to go see that movie last night. And, you know, so I obviously had a lot of Bruce on my mind. I've been listening to Nebraska, my favorite Bruce album, religiously for the last 2 weeks, which is a very dark album. It's not a good place to go. And when you see the movie, you'll know why. And I've been reading the book that the movie is based on. The book is phenomenal, even if you're not a Bruce Springsteen fan. It's just a really, really amazing dissection of how to make an album in an artistic's vision without an artist's vision without anyone else compromising. It's pretty amazing. It doesn't matter whether you like him or not. The movie, I don't think, is as good as the book, but usually that's like a real cliche. I'm not usually one who says that, but in this case, it was very much true. But I still thought the performance was great. Anyway, so I've been playing a lot of Bruce today. But so you heard The Boss, and I thought, because I'm doing all vinyl, I dug out some of my I have to come up with a theme, even though I'm doing all vinyl. And thank you so much for the text I've been getting, because I'm very nervous doing it. It's the first time I've ever done it here, and I got some nice texts from a lot of people, folks around the world, including Mary out there in El Dorado Hills. Thank you so much. I'm trying my best here. I'm trying to make it work. But I think I'm going to please a lot of people with this next block, particularly DJ Grandma and DJ Pop-Ups, if they're listening. Let's try this, shall we? So you've heard The Boss. Here's the chairman of the board on, let me see if I got this right, on ES Beats. Sorry, it's all vinyl, so you got to bear with me here. But let's see if I can do this very smooth transition, even though I'm calling it out. Look at that. This is DJ Grandma's album that she gave to me.
The city whose landmarks are familiar all over the world. The world center for shipping, transportation, communications, finance, fashion, and above all, entertainment.